Blog Talk Radio.
Host Merle Exit. Well, it is a absolutely gorgeous day, and when I mean gorgeous, like the sun is out, you can walk in this walk where the sun is, not be hot, not have a jacket, not sweat. You know, this is like the kind of the weather you would probably want all the time. But okay. But I am in my abode here in Queens, New York City. And, well, let's see. We're going to have this. Okay. There's a lot of great off-Broadway shows going on. And I have to say, I haven't seen this particular show. But there's a show that's called My Big Gay Italian Wedding, and with this, the same writer decided to write another one, My Big Gay Italian Funeral. So we're going to have the playwright and one of the cast members to talk about the show. Now, I had scheduled something else, but it's one of those things, like I called and, you know, leave a message and they didn't get back to me. So, I don't know, maybe I'll try to surprise the guy again. But in the meantime, before we have our guests, you know, it's sponsor time. So, everybody drool.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yes. You can get these wonderful brownies if you log on to www.brownies.com. Unfortunately, it's not store-wide unless you're on the West Coast, and especially if you're in the Phoenix area. But, gee, I need chocolate, I got to tell you. Okay, so let's see. I guess I got, who do I got there?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, it's Anthony.
Anthony, and you are the?
I'm the playwright.
You're the playwright. Okay.
My Big Gay Italian Wedding and Funeral, yes.
Okay, and I have two other people. Let's see. Let me see who I have. Who do I have here?
Hi there, you have Megan Robar.
And
that's Megan. She plays. She's in the wedding and the funeral also. She plays Connie Scucciafufio, and then in the funeral she plays Aunt Donna, and she plays Eva Fong.
Eva Fong.
Okay. So before I go into that, and I have a, were we having a third person?
Yes, you have Deborah Toscano.
Oh, okay. So let's have her on at the same time. I got Deborah.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi,
so
Deb.
Hi, guys. Hi, I wanted to make sure I didn't have some stranger, you know, who's going to come on and, you know, say something nasty to me.
No.
Never.
Okay. So, let's start, of course, with the playwright person, because we want to talk about the two shows. The first one, of course, is The Wedding. How did this beget?
Well, it began in 2003 when I wrote my Big A-Time Wedding because I had a fantasy about getting married. And I thought, you know, it would be so nice if we could get married like everybody else could. And I was really in love at the time, and I said, you know, it would be so nice to have a wedding. And I just kind of penned my family in a fantasy and the way I thought it would go if I really did get married. And, of course, people thought I was nuts at the time, but it turned into something, you know, fabulous. And it wound up opening in The Village in 2003, and then it went, you know, played for about a year and change, and then we reopened it again in 2009, and it's now playing in, it's played in about 20 different cities all over the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is perfect. This is perfect to talk about in June, too, huh?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's with Gay Pride Month, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Now, let's talk about, like, I guess you're Italian then.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, which is why. So at the time, I guess you didn't, of course, we didn't think that you can, that same-sex marriages would even be happening in New York.
Oh, my God. Well, that's for sure. I mean, at the time, we didn't think it would happen anywhere, never mind New York.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Right.
And well, it was such a different time, such a different time.
And one of the cool things, if I may interject,
sure,
that happened while we were running off-Broadway in New York City, we were backstage and we got the announcement that it was passed. And that was, like, such an exciting moment for the cast to come out on stage on curtain call and just celebrate that with our audience and our cast members.
Yeah, I bet. You know, actually, I have to tell you, I think the funniest was when I heard that it was legal in Iowa. And I'm going, Iowa?
Oh, my God.
Haven't gotten it passed in
it's
New
so
York,
true.
But Iowa?
So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any state is fine with me, but it was like, not in New York, but Iowa?
In Iowa.
Wherever the heck that is. You know, I mean, but, okay. But fortunately, it's getting bigger and bigger.
Right, you're right. Isn't that crazy?
And people will definitely be into all the gay Italian wedding. So what makes it Italian? What's the...
Well, the characters are all Italian, and they're all based off of real-life people, real family members, like Deborah, who's on the phone, is my Antonian, and I actually do have an Antonian, and so that's a real character. But, you know, it's without being too stereotypical, it actually just stems off of all the real-life incidences. So it's that kind of thing, you know?
Okay. And what do you think is, like, makes it in terms of the Italian that'll make it? By the way, I'm chuckling to myself right now thinking about, ooh, this would be interesting for the Italian paper that I write for.
Right.
Well, my publisher.
Well, wait, I'm sorry. Was that to me?
Let me ask you a question. What's the status in Italy? Is it bad or no?
Of gay marriage?
Yeah.
I don't think it's bad. I don't. It's definitely not legal,
okay,
like it is in Canada. But
right.
A lot of other countries actually now. New Zealand, lot of the Scandinavian countries, Iceland, Denmark. But I from what I understand now, I've never been to Italy, so I can't. So actually, Megan Robo
went to
Italy.
I think it might be a we don't care.
Yeah. Megan, how were the gays?
Yeah, I think, you know, I actually went, I went to Florence and just recently, about a little over a month ago. And I feel like it's, you know, it's slowly but surely coming along the same way it is everywhere. I think that it's becoming definitely more accepted. And you know, I don't know if it's technically legal, but I do think that, you know, it's coming. It's on its way.
Okay. Then I guess I'll be able to get this into the Italian paper that I write for.
Right.
Which will be perfect.
Deborah, who's on the phone, actually speaks Italian. So she
really?
Yes.
And poco italiano. Poco italiano.
Are you doing that in the show?
No, but I do say, I think I do say a few curse words in Italian in the show. Those are the ones that everybody understands. Yes.
So what?
So,
yeah. So, so tell me about your character.
Oh, my God. My character is Antonian in both the wedding show and the funeral show. As Anthony said, Antonian is really a real-life person. I mean, it's his aunt, and I'm lucky enough to get to play her. Tonianne is a character that is rough around the edges. She's sassy. She thinks that she is all that, and she is the right mix of trash and class. So she tends to think she's more classy, but she really is a lot more trashy. The high hair, the wild makeup, you know, the high shoes, the inappropriate clothing, pretty close to the real person that I am. Anyway, Sonia said it great the other day. She's like the hoochie mama of the family.
Yes, there you go.
Definitely the hoochie mama of the family, you know, and inappropriate. But in a good-hearted way. You know,
right.
In a good-hearted
Absolutely.
Way.
Always intentions are
Yes, right. All the intentions are always from the heart. May not always come out that way, but it's always from the heart. And she's a little, she thinks that she's educated, and she's not. You know, she, like I said, she thinks she's all that, but she really isn't. But underneath it all is a giant heart. So
yes.
fun yeah. character.
So
and I'm having
true.
A blast with her in the funeral show.
Aw.
So, yeah, and I get to, you know, a lot of women came before me, obviously, in the wedding show to play this role. So I get to take over the role on the 22nd of June, and I'm so very excited that Anthony chose me for the role and that I get to play that part. So, but there were a lot of great women before me, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed. So.
And you're just as great, Deborah.
Ah, I love you. Thank you, my love. Thank you, my love.
You're welcome.
Megan is my girl.
So how do we get this transfer from the wedding to the funeral? Who died? I mean, it's like...
Well, the father dies. The father's in the wedding, and who is very supportive of Anthony. And one of the things I play upon in the funeral is the fact that, and the thread that goes through the funeral, is that Anthony comes from a very supportive family, which is something that is so important, and I think a lot of people take for granted. So what we do establish in the wedding is that Anthony's father, not only does he accept the fact that he's gay, but he supports it and throws him this wedding. So when the father dies, it's even more of a, and of course it's always a loss, but there's elements behind it, including the fact that he has a long lost, well, not long lost, but a brother that he doesn't speak to. And the reason why he doesn't speak to him is because he's gay as well, and they've had all this friction. So it's kind of like the father's dying wish that they make peace and blah, blah, blah. So there's a lot of comedy involved, but there's also, like the wedding, there's also an element of a message that comes through it.
Okay. And by the way, I see another caller. Did you expect another cast member?
No, that must be someone with a question.
Oh, do you want to find out? Well, let's see. Why? Do I have a caller on here that wants a question? Hello?
Hi. Yes. I do. I have a question for Anthony.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
I don't know what happened. Then she just...
I'm Anthony.
No, it's me. It's Merle.
Oh.
I don't know. Now she just, like, I guess she hung up.
Maybe she got scared. She got a little scared.
She got nervous.
Maybe she'll call back. If she's listening,
yeah,
call back. We're all here. Call and let's dish.
You know, the thing is with this, it's like when you call in, you can cue as to whether you want to talk to the host, or you just want to listen to the show. And the cue had it for me that this was somebody who was going to talk to the host.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, I opened it up. But
yeah. Well, that's nice. That's nice. Do people call and ask questions?
Usually, they usually don't. Because what happens is I have, now, what I have on here is I have a chat. I have a chat going on. So for people,
okay,
if they want to ask questions or comment, or they just want to listen to the show, they can, they're in the chat room. Like, I have a guest now. I don't know who it is. But if that person, let's say, has a question or wants to make, you know, a comment, they'll type it in and, you know, I could see that. But, you know, so that's that. But anyway, so let's get back to this. Yeah. Let's go to the whole thing. So now you decide, when did you decide to write the one on the funeral?
That was probably about a year ago. I mean, when my father died, it was like in my head that I, because there were so many things that happened at the wake, this is 4 years ago, and I just said, one of these days I was going to tell that story, and but I wrote it about a year ago, and I wrote Act One, and, you know, and then I didn't know when I would finally write Act Two, and then I was in Maui this past year, and it just came to me, and I went back and forth with it, and yeah, I mean, it's hard to say when you know, when you just feel it, you write it, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Or when you feel it, you say it. Or
yeah,
yeah.
It's very true to life. I mean, everybody, and if you don't mind me stepping in and saying this, anybody who has been to a funeral or knows a crazy Italian family or a crazy family to begin with will relate to everything and anything that goes on in the show and at the wake.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's zany. It's crazy. It's hilarious. It's touching.
Mm-hmm.
And it evokes a lot of feelings, and it's wonderful that it's not all just, you know, it's, yes, it's tremendous laughs, but there's a lot of touching moments, but then it goes back to the comedy, which everybody can relate to, and it's just, you say to yourself, like, oh, my God, I know a family like this, or I know somebody who has a family like this. So that's one of the greatest things about the show, besides it being brilliantly written and hilarious,
mm-hmm.
And such great, crazy, fun characters. I mean, it's just... And it's nice because when I was saying this to Anthony the other day, when all the main characters came out, like Megan's character came out as Connie, everybody clapped for her because they all know her from The Wedding Show, which is so awesome to hear that for them. You know, they're the alumni of The Wedding Show, and they come out in the funeral show, and the audience knows them because they've seen the show, and they just love the characters, and then the audience goes wild for them. And
yes.
I think that's such a fantastic, fantastic aspect of the show that it brings
it
the audience right back in. Yeah.
It is true. And you know what it is? It's because we've been doing this for so long. The Wedding has created almost like a Rocky Horror type following. You know? There's been people who have come back to see the show, like... there's people at least who've seen. I don't even know.
Did they start bringing, like, dressing up in Italian, like?
I've had crazy things happen, yes. But I mean, but most importantly, people will come back with other friends or family members. I have people who've seen it 10, 20, 30. I have one guy who's seen it, like, Frankie Palumbo's seen it 96 times. So, you know, it's like that kind of effect. But they're fans of the show and these characters. So
right.
I think it was exciting for them. And of course, it was very rewarding to me as well to see when the first two, we've only done two performances, but like Debbie's saying, when they came out and they got an entrance applause because it was like, oh, wow, you know?
Yeah. And that the
yeah.
audience
right.
remembers them because they've made, you know, such a name for that character. You know, and that
yes.
those characters have stuck out, and the audience goes wild for them. And as a new cast member, to see that happen for them, that just
mm-hmm.
makes me smile and beam for them because I'm thinking, ah, that's awesome. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah,
so,
I agree
really
with
great,
you.
Really great.
Well, our caller is back. Let's see
oh.
if we can have it. Okay.
Are you ready to dish?
Let's see. Hello, caller.
Hi.
You want to?
Hi.
Hi, caller.
Hi, how are you? I'm so
good,
excited.
Good, how are you? A pleasure.
I'm great. I love your play.
Oh,
I just have one question.
You.
I
was curious as to who your inspiration was for Megan.
Megan, in the funeral or the wedding?
Yes.
Well, for the wedding, Connie Scucciafufio, my inspiration was, I would say, a combination of a lot of friends. Mostly, I would say, Mary Mack, right, Megan?
Yeah, Mary Mack and Donna.
Mary Mack and Donna. If you took, like, two of my best friends and put them together, you would have Connie Scucciafufio. In the funeral,
oh, wow,
Megan plays
awesome.
Three parts. She plays Connie again, and then she plays Aunt Donna,
hilarious.
Who is, like, Joe's sister, who's, like, a combination of, like, a bunch of Italian relatives that I had. And then she plays Eva Fong Anshui. And
her.
And that's
hilarious.
Megan's favorite.
That was my next question, is who's playing Eva?
That's Megan.
Hi, caller. I'm Megan. But I play all three. Hi.
Oh, that's so awesome. Nice to meet you and talk to you.
Nice to meet you, too. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, this has been probably the most rewarding experience because I've been able to play three roles in the new production, Connie, Eva Fong, and Aunt Donna. And, I've been very happy to see that over the past two performances that we've done, that some people haven't even realized that I was playing all those characters, which is really great as an actor because, you know, obviously I want to fool everyone to think that these characters are all different, not the same person. So it's been a blast, any comedian's dream to do this show.
Well, you're very talented to be able to do all three. I think that's amazing.
She's
fabulous.
By the way, fabulous.
Oh, my God.
Well, thank you
for answering my question.
What is my caller's name? You want to give your first name?
Sure. Mabel.
Mabel.
Hi, Mabel.
Mabel. Do you saw the show once?
Yes. I actually went back in November when it first opened at the wedding.
Excellent. It was good.
I loved it. You have to come back, Mabel.
You have to come to the funeral.
Well, I am. My mom and I and a couple friends, we're actually going to get a party bus and get all of us because there's several other of my friends that went with me for the first one. We just were crazy about it. So we've actually been really looking forward to and following it on Facebook, to be able to see, when it starts, just when we can come see the new one.
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, you have to find us after the show.
I will. Maybe you can give me your autograph. That would be awesome.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Mabel, it's such a pleasure to meet you. And when you come up, and we would love to, we always go for cocktails after the show.
Always.
We would love to always take, we love when our guests come in. It's always a fun, we love to, show them a nice night out.
And Mabel, where are you from?
I actually have some family that is in Pennsylvania, and so we were up visiting some friends that were there in New York, and so they, I guess, had heard about it, and we started following it on Facebook, and then we just ended up coming to the show, so we were just real excited.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great.
We love Pennsylvania, too, and, and a shout-out to everyone in Pennsylvania, because we support them. Thank you.
Okay, that's great. Okay, mate. This is interesting. I got another caller.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
have a nice day. Thank you.
Yes,
Thank you, Mabel.
We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye, Mabel.
Okay, let's see who we have now. Looks like we have another caller. Who am I speaking? Who's the new caller coming in?
My name is Josephine. I'm from Staten Island.
Yes.
Hi, Josephine.
First, I just want to start off with saying I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
And I just love all the work that all of you have been doing.
Thank you so much. That's so nice to hear, Josephine. Thank you.
Anytime.
Have you seen both shows or just the one?
I've seen both. I'm a big fan. The wedding, I've seen, I want to say, half a dozen times. And I think the new one is much stronger and tighter.
Excellent.
That's nice to hear.
I liked how we kept a few of the same cast members. I thought that was interesting. But it's a much better flow. I actually cried. I was tearing from laughter and from being sad, believe it
or not. Oh, that's wonderful.
Great. Oh, that's wonderful. That makes me feel good, Josephine, because, you know, especially that we're still in previews right now, and I think Megan and Debbie can relate to my anxiety backstage when I'm sitting there pacing, wondering, is this good?
I thought it was flawless.
You know?
I thought it was flawless. I wouldn't change a thing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, that means a lot, Josephine. Thank you very much.
And by the way, is the show much tighter because everybody's wearing spandex?
No. Just
the dialogue
is stronger. The scenes, it kept moving. There was never one point where I felt I was being bored. I was entertained throughout the whole play.
Yes. Oh, that's nice. Oh, I appreciate
that. Wonderful to hear.
Yeah, it's well written. I was stunned. I didn't think it could get better than the wedding, but it actually is better. And I'm holding that to a high standard.
Wow, that makes me feel good.
I guess we better not change too much.
I'm not going to take up too much of your time.
Thank you, Josephine. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate
everyone
that. Thank you for supporting us.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I love Staten Island. It's such a beautiful
place. I know,
ball.
Me too.
That's nice. Awesome.
Nice.
Great
one.
People.
Nice.
I was
great
trying
people.
To joke, but that didn't work.
I got it.
No, I got it.
Joseph, I didn't get it. I didn't get it. Okay, so see, I mean, like Tony Ann is very true to life. I didn't get it. That's all right.
I was about to say
girdle, but you know, girdle's not in these days.
Girdle.
Oh my God. The girdle. Oh.
The girdle.
My nanny used to wear a girdle. That's very funny.
Yes.
Right.
Oh my God.
But see, Merle, this is what we mean. You know, we have such a loyal fan base and such great people. I mean, if those two callers weren't proof enough that, you know, we really have acquired a great audience to our shows, and I'm just hoping that it continues. You know, and that more people come and see it. Really open your eyes and your heart, and it's just a great production.
It is.
Oh, you're right. You're so right. Yeah, and it's I'm glad that people are saying that, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anthony, by the way, because I just thought about something. If we wanted to do an air trade, who would...
You would talk to Bonnie Duvet.
Okay. All right. I'll email her about that.
Talk to Bonnie Duvet about that.
Okay.
She does all the air trade. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I think that would be kind of great. I can't wait to write about this for the Italian paper.
I would love to know about the Italian paper. Well,
what happened? This is it got to be a sort of joke with me because I write for the Queen's Times. No pun intended. I write. When I introduce myself, one of the things I say to people is, people ask me if I'm from Queens, and I say, no, my folks are straight.
Right. Oh wow. Oh my God. Now wait, are you, Merle, of the lesbians?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
Big time.
I went right over my head. Okay. Well, congratulations.
The thing is, in my head, I am still trying to figure out what the problem is, what people are having an upset about. It's like, for me, it was, you know, this doesn't work, this does. And that's all that went into my head, and I thought...
Right.
I just couldn't be clear. It's like somebody was like, and I still can't like figure out what the upset is. What is your, you know, even with the, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Well, I can tell you firsthand, Merle, I tried to go with a woman once and it did not work. So I'm glad it works for you. This is why.
The conclusion that I came up with, at least for me, the conclusion I came up with I'm trying to get along with someone of another species. Why do I want to? Why do I want to do that?
Oh my God! So true, so true. Oh my God!
You know, and it's like I don't understand why they want. Why it's to me. I mean, it's like when I talk about Provincetown, P-Town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I say that it's straight friendly.
Yes, yes, yes. It is. It's a beautiful town. Have you ever been to Abby Megan? You ever been to P-Town?
No, I have not.
We should go there.
We should make a road trip.
You should bring the show there.
I think so. I've always said, a lot of people have actually said to me, you know, it would play very well in P-Town. But, you know, you got to stay in New York City.
You got to be in the Big Apple.
Yeah, we can only be in one place.
We're going to
be in one place.
Center of the universe.
Yeah,
but maybe
exactly.
let's say something where you're taking a break in New York and just going up to P-Town.
Well, once we take over the universe, I'll plan us to take over the universe. We're going to go on a universal tour. Universal tour.
Okay, if you ever do want to play in P-Town, let me know.
You know people?
God, I was there. 1976 is the first time I was there as the opening act for a singer.
Okay.
And then I was back there in 1982 to do a gay version of Pirates of Penzance.
Oh, get out of here.
It
oh, my
really
God.
What's John O'Hurley was in that. And in that, as a matter of fact, in that particular production, my part was being the lesbian daughter. I'll tell you, it was hilarious. I beat up a pirate and things like that.
But
what happened is that I wound up, I bought timeshare there, so I would go there quite often, and so I got to know, like, everybody in town. But as a journalist, I get to know people, you know. So if that's something you ever want to pursue, let me know, and then I'll get the right people to deal with this.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Mel.
That would be great. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you know, a lot of people, what people do is they license the show, and then they cast it themselves.
Yeah, we even have it overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
China, Canada.
And China?
China, yeah.
Let me ask you a question. When they do it
London
in China,
well.
Do they have to, an hour later, do they do it again?
I don't know.
Did anybody get the joke?
No, I didn't get it.
When you eat Chinese food, an hour later you're hungry again? Okay.
Now I get it.
Okay.
Now I get it. Oh my God! That
and in Canada, so that's Canada is upper U.S., huh?
Right.
Upper U.S. That's absolutely. See, we do speak a little Italian. Upper U.S.
Oh my
nice.
God, that's funny.
Very nice.
Oh
I
my
just,
God.
You know, it's funny. The thing is, I had just gone. I just finished writing about the. I'm sure you heard of Anna Minnelli.
Mm-hmm.
The meat store.
Yes, yes, okay. Yes.
Yeah, so I just finished writing about them, you know, and it's interesting that talking about some of these particular Italian things that they specialize in I never heard of.
Right.
You know, and then prior to that, I was at this place in Corona where they have a corner deli.
Mm-hmm.
Then next to it is where they make the pasta, and then they have a bakery. And then if you go in the back of the bakery, it looks like a piazza out there with a
nice.
Fountain and mural.
This is in Corona? In Corona?
In Corona. And a statue of St. Francis of Assisi.
We got to go, Aunt Megan. We got to go.
We got to go to Corona.
This, you have to. I'll introduce you to everybody there.
That's
nice.
That's awesome. St. Francis, that's the patron saint of animals. There you go.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. I know.
Very nice.
And Ezio.
So there's in either of the shows, is there any music or just like the music?
The wedding. The wedding has music. The wedding is considered
music, dance numbers.
Yeah, dance numbers and stuff like that. Music too.
The funeral has music too. Yeah, back in the scene.
Yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting about that. Yeah.
Is it music what do you call it? Something written for the show or?
In the wedding, yes. In the wedding, it's
we do the Italian booty shake, Merle.
Yes. Italian booty shake.
Yeah.
Yes.
We teach you how to do it Italian style.
And it's good. And let me tell you, it's good. Those they knock their socks off when they dance. They're very.
Do you teach the audience?
I'm sorry.
Well, they don't teach the audience. No.
Oh, okay.
It's more of a dance number.
Okay,
you know?
So it's not like the audience will followers who say, the booty shake's coming up. Let's get.
No, I mean, there's been people who've come to me after the show and said, I want to learn the Italian booty shake. And then I tell Megan Robart to go teach them because I don't know how to do it myself.
And I teach them.
Yeah, she's good with that stuff.
Well, I'll be there on the 15th.
Oh,
wonderful.
Oh,
nice.
Wonderful.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so we look forward to finally meeting you.
Yeah, we'll schmooze.
We'll schmooze.
We'll drink.
And you
can come with us for cocktails at B. Smith's afterwards.
Yes, you have to come for cocktails. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll take photos. Maybe I'll bring my rubber chickens. I'll see.
Oh, good. All right. What's the rubber? Is that good luck?
No, I have 4 rubber chickens.
That's good luck.
That I take with me when I go on my press trips, but I'll probably only bring 2 of them.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It started out with 1 that I got, and you'd probably appreciate this. I was in California, and I saw something. It said the rubber chicken forest, and I went, I have to see what this is. So I go to the place, and I'm at the bottom of the hill, and there's this house. And the rubber chickens are hanging out of the house. And I'm going, okay. As you continue up the driveway, then you got rubber chickens hanging out of a tree. And this continues on until you get to this place and there's this huge rubber chicken.
This at no point freaked you out, Merrill? This didn't freak you out at all when you saw
the place is a winery.
Oh. Well, if there's wine there, I'm there.
And it's fish.
We'll have the wine, you bring the chickens.
Yeah,
that's
right. It.
There you go. That's good. Oh, my God, that's funny.
So because it's their shtick, I said, okay, I have to get one of the chickens. And then we wound up at one of my press trips, somebody decided to come up with a name for the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this for a while, and then I decided that she needed to have a companion.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So
story
was, one day, she was looking at an egg carton versus a milk carton and saw her long-lost sister on the egg carton.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
and she's missing. So, we had to have the second chicken.
Entire
blog.
Oh.
Did you name them? What did you name them?
Esther and Eunice.
Esther and Eunice. You got to name them like Italian names, though.
Yeah.
Right? Like Giovanna the chicken.
Wait a minute. I haven't named one of them yet. I wound up getting 2 more, Marilyn and Minerva.
Right.
And then just yesterday in the mail, I received from a friend of mine who found this little tiny one, I guess from a pet store.
Right.
So I decided now that Esther and Eunice had went to Chicks R Us to adopt a chicken.
Well,
did
you name the baby chicken?
I haven't named the baby chicken.
Is it a boy or a girl chicken?
A girl.
A girl. So we got to come up. Why don't you let the cast come up for it with a name for the baby chicken?
Oh.
And we'll tell you the night that you come to the show.
There you go. You know, as a matter of fact, okay, I'm going to do that in the blog.
All right.
We have a name
that's
the chicken,
a great
and I'll say who's going to come up.
Okay? Is that okay with you? I mean, I don't want to steal your thunder, Merrill.
No, that is great.
Idea.
That is that is great. This is, you know,
right?
this will be the introduction to it.
Of the baby chicken.
With having four mothers, if you want to say, then, you know, they couldn't decide what name. So I decided to ask the cast of...
There you go.
There you go.
It's an unconditional family. There you go.
And you know what? We will jointly come up with a name because I think
that's funny.
Very creative
by the way,
with people.
I'm curious. Has any of you seen the new program, The Fosters?
No.
I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
Well, I'm sitting there. I'm going. I was very surprised that they did this for the Family Channel because it's the Family Channel, you know. And the story is, we have this lesbian couple. And by the way, I went, the Family Channel is going to feature a lesbian couple? Okay, a lesbian couple, interracial too. White and black, and they have foster children.
Oh, okay.
And this is like this is a series.
Okay.
Having a new series, and I was like, just very surprised that they would do this. I mean, it's like the thing Modern Family that they have,
right, like Next to Normal, all of those,
yeah.
right.
But I guess they decided to do it on the Family Channel, something kind of similar. It's
right.
Not,
well, I guess that's just kind of like the wave of the next generation is that, you know. Families
right.
aren't looking necessarily how they looked 30, 50 years ago. Like, they're changing.
Right.
So I guess, you know, therefore, like, our programs, our shows on Broadway, like, hence us,
right.
you know, are all following that, you know, following
it's the
evolution.
New, it's the new family, the new kind of family, where
right.
it doesn't matter who you're with, who you love, love is love.
Right.
And
right.
if you give love within a family, that's really all that matters.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really all that matters, you know. I think that's wonderful. I think that's great.
But
I'm glad they're doing that. So,
definitely.
And they just had one, the first one on. So, I
it was on the other
that.
Night. I think I saw the advertisement for it.
Yeah. So I'd be. it's certainly better than one of the channels that has a, you know, who's getting killed.
Yeah, like they have those TV shows, My Sister-in-Law Murdered My Ex-Husband 5 Times. I mean, they have shows like that on TV.
Oh, like on the Discovery
ID. Yeah,
right.
Nobody needs to see those anymore.
Right,
yeah,
right.
So, you know, after a while I would say, oh, here's one that's not, someone's going to get murdered and you got to figure out who did what and kind of thing and whatever. So, this
all good.
Is, you know, really gets bad when I have to turn to the Family Channel for some decent.
It's all right. It's all good.
It's
all good.
Yeah. Oh,
funny
but,
stuff.
Anyway, all right, guys, I'm going to let you all go.
Well, so great to talk with you, and thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and as I said, I'll see you guys on the 15th. I won't be wearing a red carnation, so don't expect that. But,
okay, good. Malocchio.
No Malocchio. We got it. No Malocchio. So funny.
Okay, guys.
All right,
Mel,
take care.
Have a great
bye,
evening.
Bye, Megan. Bye, Anthony.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, music time, huh? Is it a little music? Okay. Oh, look at this. With this thing here, I can't. This hides this thing. How do I, all right, let's get to some music. Okay. Jim Brickman. Let's go.
There were no words, no way to speak. I would still hear you. There were no tears, no way to feel inside. I'd still feel for you. And even if the sun refused to shine,
wake up with you. La, 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 la. place, but all I need is just to see your face. Whether the sunshine or whether the rain, I can weather any weather with you. Smiling you, perfect you.
Good evening, beautiful. Well, let's see if I can try. I'm going to try. Let's see what happens if I get Stephen from this olive oil, virgin California. Probably going to go to his voicemail.
Hi, this is Stephen. I am not available. Please leave your name and a phone number, and I'll get back to you.
Okay. Well, it didn't help. Can't say that I didn't try regarding this. Okay. So I went to see Melba Moore, and at the Apollo. It was the first time I was at the Apollo Theater. And there were, I think, a total of whether five or six women that sang. And she came on last. And I went, okay, now, you know. I don't know what the story was, but with her mic, the band, like, drowned her out. So, and I'm sitting, like, in the, like, fifth, sixth row or something like that, and I, like, really didn't hear her too well. And she only sang, like, three songs. So it was a disappointment for me. Would have liked to have heard at least, you know, heard the three songs. But I'm glad that she got to sing anyway. So, now, Melba Moore, let's see, I will, she was in the show Hair, and then, which is one of my, it's a favorite show of mine, and let's see, Flesh Failures, that's the song. And I hadn't realized that singing in the song that I was always playing. So let's hear that song, and you'll probably recognize her voice, especially toward the end. Here we go.
We starve, look at one another, short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats, wearing smells from laboratories, facing a dying nation of moving paper fantasy, listening for the new tall lies with supreme hide something. There is a rush of greatness. Who knows what stands in front of our lives? I fashion my future on films in space. Silence tells me secretly everything, everything. Manchester, England, England. Manchester, England, England. Across the Atlantic Sea.
Everything.
Be kind to people, please.